Just listen, it's the first one on a Tuesday. It's the first Mad Dog Tuesday, and I felt like you had to, you know, give Tuesday its proper
fair,
due.
Fair.
Had to give it proper due. All right. Damn. This was, we talked about it. This is what the doctor ordered for the Texans, the team, the fans, everybody.
Yeah.
And it was the perfect, let's get back on track game. Right? It was a perfect, perfect type of setup and game that the Texans needed in what happened yesterday.
Yeah, it's definitely what they needed, and it's the get right game, right? I mean, I think that was one thing that we heard. Sean and I obviously agreed. You guys agree that a lot of the callers last night on the post game show into the wee hours of this morning. By the way, about 1:15, 1:30, we got off the airway, so it was a late one. But the thought of a get right game is spot on. But I think the key here is, Ron, what exactly does that mean for the Texans? Because I think everybody would agree that it was definitely that. But what does it mean for the Texans? And there's a few things here. I think it was important that Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud, those two guys, stacking days of a good game plan and the right mind frame when you're executing said game plan, to be able to stack two games in a row on top of one another, one versus what I think is the best team in football, the Detroit Lions, and then on the flip side of that, the worst team in football, the Dallas Cowboys.
They're the worst.
I mean, when you factor in the quitting and the injuries.
I think the Panthers might get them coming up. They got the Panthers coming up. I think the Panthers might get them.
I do, too. I do, too. Because, look, I think there's a real good chance CeeDee Lamb throws a towel in here.
I mean, you mean before he, like, not even to suit up to throw the towel in?
Yeah, he was questionable for this game.
Because he threw it in. He threw it in the middle of the game.
He was questionable for this game. Yeah, there's a good chance he's done. But just the simple fact that we saw Bobby Slowick, who I'll argue made a drastic, no argue about it, it's just facts. He made a drastic change in his game plan and his play calling from week 9 to week 10, and here we stacked it on, boom, week 11. We've got two games in a row where the quarterback seemed to be working low to high. The quarterback seemed to be working to protect the offensive line and protect himself. Bobby seemed to be calling plays to protect the offensive line and to protect the quarterback and play to the strengths, play call to the strengths of the offense. That was big. And that was reinforcing what we saw against Detroit. The defense, Ron, big topic last night on the postgame show as well. The defense, just proven again how dominant they can be with D'Amico Ryans on the ones and twos, and hell, they're missing two to three key starters, spots that were without a doubt like questionable going to that game. How you gonna handle this? How you gonna cover? They go out there and the defense proves dominant once again.
We're
11 weeks into this thing, Ron, and it's a beautiful thing. And then, you know, there's something about stop the bleeding. There's something about when adversity strikes, the big thing is not going out and throwing for 400 yards and not going out and winning, you know, just like blowing the doors off somebody, even though you did. The key is just stop the bleeding, right? Don't get to three in a row losses. Don't get to where you lose four or five. Don't get to where you start pointing fingers. Just get right in a stance of let's get off of this losing streak and let's get right. And then I think the fourth thing here, Ron, is Indy won yesterday. And Indy won.
Oh, yeah, Sunday. Yeah,
Sunday. They won in impressive fashion. Anthony Richardson played really, really good football. He played the football that we all look at and go, boy, if he does that, he's a difference maker, and they're going to be tough. They're going to be a tough out. So the ability to keep Indy.
Really happy for him, by the way.
Yeah.
For me personally, I know some of you, he's a Colt, but. Like, for him to respond that way,
yeah.
They give him the ball, they need to score a touchdown, and he drives them down there to score a touchdown, and they come back and win that game.
He needed some success. He needed to see it.
I was happy for him.
Absolutely. It's okay to be happy for him now. We've already played him twice. Yeah. Ain't no big deal. It's good. But keeping Indy at bay, keeping Indy back three games ultimately, two games on the record book, and then the third game with you having won both of the matchups, you obviously are 2.5 games up on Indy, so keeping them at bay, I think, was important this week, obviously, because they won. So when you talk about get right game, man, there's several aspects of this squad that ultimately got right, got back on the right side, got back on track, and seemed to be for a week trending in the right direction.
No, yeah, it was big, and no, no better team for them inside the locker room and for the city. We talked about this. I said this last week. This is what the doctor ordered. This is one of the worst teams in football.
Weak ass Cowboys.
And it's the Dallas Cowboys. The fans will feel better. Hell, I got people like they've turned the corner after the last 2 weeks. Bring on Kansas City. Bring on Buffalo. There you go. You knew that conversation was going to be had. We were rolling in last week. People up here talking about firing Bobby Slowick, firing people and all this and that. And calm down. There it is. They scored in the second half. Both offense and defense, they did what they needed to do. They put up 34 points, and they just beat the brakes. By the way, six straight games, the Dallas Cowboys have trailed by at least 20 points at some point of the game at home, which is their record. And they lost all six of those. And the Texans added to that thing. Listen, and I want to say this before we roll out on this Victory Tuesday. Some of you can't stand me. Some of you aren't a fan of me. I'm not your cup of tea. That's fine. But you know, I think most of you know I'm going to be completely honest with you. And I'm going to be honest here as well. I have never, ever been more impressed by the Houston Texans fan base than I was last night. On TV.
Hey.
In Dallas. You did what has happened far too many times, in my opinion, in NRG. You did that to the Dallas Cowboys. Y'all asses got out there and showed up. That was the group we saw in Canton. The group in Canton that just showed up 100 deep to some damn bar out of nowhere who was trying to charge people $20 for parking. I digress. But y'all showed up 100 deep in that piece and just took over the whole place and showed up and took over all of Canton at the Hall of Fame. That was what we saw yesterday. So I got to give a round of applause to you all who came out. It was more than Larry, who's I'm sure going to take all the credit. Larry, don't think I didn't hear you on the postgame show last week say you weren't going. But everybody.
Hey, damn, so.
Yeah, I got you. Everybody, it's Ron. But everybody that showed out, you were loud. There were moments when Barnett scored the touchdown, when Mixon scored a touchdown, it sounded like a home game. It was so bad. The Cowboy fans rolled the hell out. You held on to it. CJ was trying to give everybody a high five afterwards. Shout out to the Texans fans. You showed the hell up, and you took over AT&T Stadium.
Strat House.
That had to. Jerry heard it. Had to. Saw it. I saw all of y'all ladies out there in your sequence. Love the little all red sequence numbers that you all wear. So shout out to you all, Texas fans. That was clear to see. I'm catching videos from people talking, yelling up and down the concourse there in that stadium, and you can hear everybody taking over. So, hey, that was beautiful to see. From you.
A lot of red and Jerry World,
yeah,
baby.
We didn't get, during the game, the broadcast, we didn't get a ton of views of it, but it was obviously very clear because Aikman and.
Yeah, they
and,
had to mention it a couple of times.
Mentioned it a couple of times. And man, we had some callers on a postgame show talking 70-30 ratio, 70% Texans. That seems a little bit aggressive.
That feels strong. Maybe, but in the fourth, definitely.
Yeah,
in the fourth quarter, when they took off.
I think it's clear who runs football in the great state of Texas, boys.
Certainly right now.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about it. That state.
When would you have grabbed Joe Keys if you was a
Nico
Cowboy?
When Nico Collins went 75.
Well, that's the first play of the game. It got called back.
All right, let's go.